Moments ago, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was met with cheers of support as she prepared to bid farewell to staff at the State Department. Moments after resigning, Clinton choked back tears in her goodbyes. She also reminded her team about the enormous diplomatic challenges ahead to counterterrorism, citing the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, Turkey earlier today.
We live in very complex and even dangerous times, as we saw again at our embassy in Ankara, where we were attacked and lost one of our Foreign Service nationals and others injured.
Clinton's successor is the recently confirmed John Kerry, who is expected to be sworn in later today. A state of emergency remains in effect in parts of Egypt amid political turmoil surrounding the Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi. We have more details from Kimberly Adams in Cairo.
Cairo, Port Said, Suez, all cities that have seen violent clashes since the anniversary of Egypt's revolution last week, and where there are calls for more demonstrations today. The Muslim Brotherhood, ultra-conservative Salafists, and the Secular National Salvation Front, among other groups, met yesterday to condemn the violence that has killed more than 60 people around the country. They say they are working to find ways to halt the violence, and the National Salvation Front is demanding the president form a new government. Liberal groups who blame Morsi and the police for the escalation are still headed to streets and squares around the country today, saying they won't enter dialogue with the president until the bloodshed stops. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.